Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Rich Castleman over here at Buckhead Business Radio X, your host and co-hosting with my buddy Ryan Redhawk McPherson.
That's right. Happy Tuesday.
I need to get a cool radio nickname. I'm going to stick with Casanova.
Yeah, I think you were born with a cool name. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, I got to pay my dad a dollar now. You just said that. All right. So we're very excited. We have a great guest here in the studio and another, it's my favorite time of the day, Buckhead Business Radio X. And I don't know why, but I always say we have this amazing $1 million view, like anybody can see it on the radio, but you'll see pictures.
That's right. We tweet out pictures, go to our Facebook page, find some photos there of not only our guests, but our amazing view.
Actually, the guys moving in town here for Twitter in Atlanta, they've asked us to you know, bring it down a notch on our Twitter.
I think
we use up all our credits. Or
right. I'll sell you a new Twitter handle if you want.
Nice. I'm sure you will. All right. So joining us in the studio, let's just welcome both of our guests initially. So we have James Moss is joining us in the studio. So James, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here, Rich.
Absolutely. And I've already got a jump on the today. I've already got a book autographed by James. We'll be talking about his book. What else will you be chatting with the folks about? What's a little elevator pitch, if you would? Yeah.
Well, we've got a new client. He's in the UK, a sculptor and athlete.
Wow.
And we're doing something pretty phenomenal for next year.
And I wouldn't imagine that from the line of questioning we're going to get into. So that's a little intriguing. That's how I get our listeners staying tuned. So thanks for being here in the studio. And we'll be chatting with James in just a moment. All right. So first guest up in the studio, Mike Russell. And I have to tell the audience, we've known each other for, geez, too many years?
A long time.
KBA, Kennesaw Business Association,
right? That's where we started, absolutely.
Yeah. I used to have the coffee news business and all kinds of stuff going on up there. So we'll get into business in just a moment. But Mike, welcome to Buckhead. And you have your world headquarters is still up there in North Cobb?
Yeah, the world headquarters is still headquartered in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Nice.
Good old Kennesaw.
Yeah. And a little plug for the KBA. I always tell people of what, all the five or six cities within Cobb County, and Marietta, by far bigger, right?
Absolutely.
KBA just, I mean, they're just...
They're still rocking it.
Yeah, they just walk all over everybody, right?
They're still rocking it. They're doing really well, and it's a great place to start a business, and it's a great place to start your networking and to learn how to network, and made me successful.
And you're a past president of the KBA, right?
Vice president.
Okay, yeah.
Never got promoted that high.
I didn't even know if he had a title. I was just throwing that in there. Yeah, I promise no gotcha question. So now we can check that one off the list.
Check it off.
Sorry. All right. So, Mike, before we get into a question about your business, ETS Solutions, a little bit of a backstory for folks. What were you doing in former life or originally from Atlanta? And
yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking. Funny story. My business started off about 13 years ago. It started about 15 years ago with an idea, and the idea was I didn't want to work for anyone anymore. I managed law firms for 15 years and figured out that it's kind of difficult managing lawyers, and decided that I want to do something different. Had a life-changing experience. My son was diagnosed with brain cancer, and during that time, I knew that I wanted to spend every moment that I can with my family. And started my company from scratch. Had zero experience in technology. Had zero experience in running a business. And started it 13 years ago and been very successful. Won some local, national, and state awards. And doing very well.
Wow. Yeah, and speaking of, I know you're, I've noticed it just on social media over the years that very active with American Cancer Society.
Absolutely.
And the run walks.
The Relay for Life.
Relay for Life.
Been one of the top fundraisers for many, many years for Relay for Life.
Wow.
And my son and of course, family and all the other members that are a part that have been afflicted with cancer. So that's always a near and dear thing to my heart. And in fact, today my company is sponsoring the kids game, the Curing Kids Cancer game, which is for Scottish Rite Children's Hospital, which is held at Turner Field tonight, Georgia versus Georgia Tech.
So. Oh, nice.
Still got nine tickets available. If you need some tickets, they'll be happy to get them over to you.
Nice. Always a salesman. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, getting the good word out of not only your business, but other good folks in the community. So, so now let's fast forward to your current business, ETS Solutions. And so voice over IP, we've heard that term for quite a number of years. Dumb it down for me, okay, or for the, right, because all our listeners are way ahead of me. So tell folks, what is that widget? What's that all about?
Voice over IP is the latest and greatest in voice technology. So many, many businesses, and I would say, I don't know the percentage, probably 70% of the businesses out there still have the old analog digital phone systems.
Do we have one?
You do. Oh. When you get ready to change.
It just came with the building.
I know.
We'll talk. Maybe we make something happen. Yeah.
You have one sitting right over there. It's one of those things that when you get rid of it, you tie it to a rope and use it as your boat anchor.
Or we could send it up to Dave Letterman. He could throw it off the building as he retires, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You need to get that on video if you haven't already got that yet.
But voice over IP is your voice packets, your voice transmissions are transmitted over data packets instead of voice packets. So it runs over your internet bandwidth as opposed to a separate phone line. So it's the latest and greatest. It's new. What listeners really need to know is you are going to have to move to voice over IP by 2018. If you get one thing out of this show, you have to move to voice over IP by 2018. Why?
Is that a Georgia or federal?
Federal Communications Commission has authorized all the major carriers throughout the world, really throughout the United States, but that they have the ability to eliminate your traditional analog and digital phone services like your PRIs, which are most large businesses have. They have the ability to eliminate those services in 2018, forcing you to go to VoIP.
And what's behind that?
Two things are behind
it. 911 kind of stuff?
No, it's actually money, believe it or not. It's cost.
Duh.
So AT&T and Verizon and Quest and all the big boys are spending billions of dollars fixing the existing infrastructure for old copper lines and old phone technology. Oh, okay. They're also spending billions of dollars a year in new infrastructure and running fiber circuits for those data lines. So the carriers have petitioned the FCC. The FCC's approved it. They said you can eliminate those old phone services and get rid of the billions of dollars you're spending fixing those and move everybody to the VoIP. What does that mean? That means if you're a business and you have a PRI, does that mean in 2019 you're going to be dead?
PRI,
primary radio interface, which most large businesses have, where they have direct inward dial numbers.
So. I knew what PRI is.
Just making sure everybody else did, right? But if you had that service, does that mean you're going to be dead in the water in 2018? Probably not. But in 2019, if you have an outage, they're probably going to be, we'll be there in 2 or 3 days. We'll fix it in a couple of days, as opposed to the 4-hour requirement, which is in today's environment.
So to return a phone call, you just have to drive across town and knock on their door at that point.
Or pick up your cell phone, which a lot of people do, too.
Which is kind of what the voice over IP is, based on that. Now you're incorporating that in the landline element. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So how many people, I don't know if this is a fair question or whatever, but or a ballpark, what percentages of business are currently running one versus the other?
I'd have to say that 30% of businesses are running voice over IP.
Really? So, just that low?
Yeah. It's funny, in the last 2 months, we probably had requests for over 3,000 new phone lines to move to VoIP.
Wow.
So,
man, great for your business, huh?
Great for my business.
I might get into that business. I think I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. It's like,
Here's what the problem is going to be, Richard. Yeah. If businesses wait till last minute, and for example, Level 3 has already said, we are no longer providing you PRI services as of December of last year.
Okay.
AT&T has said, Mike, as a consultant, you can sell our PRIs, but we're not going to pay you for them. So guess what? Consultants aren't selling PRIs anymore. So AT&T one day is going to pop up and say, you have 12 months to get off.
Right.
And when that happens, I'm going to be very busy.
It's like the few folks that are holding on to the non-smartphones or whatever, right? You're just going to...
Some people still have flip phones, right?
Yeah. What, did you look? See my phone?
I saw you flip it up over there.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so... So talk about internet connection, or let's talk about backup. I don't know if we really kind of touched on the range of services that y'all offer, and if you had to kind of slice up the pie of what's mostly in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm.
I'd say 40% voice or phone lines, 40% internet, and 20% cloud services right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so let's talk about the internet connection.
Yeah.
So how does a business owner determine their level of commitment and expenditure for internet?
I mean, people have heard of Comcast. Comcast Business, we have the best and the greatest and the latest and the cheapest and the fastest. Is that the best for you? Maybe or maybe not. We take a look at what a company's requirements are and what their business incentives are. And from that, we can determine what the best internet connection is for you. Because I said voiceover internet runs over the internet connection, it means it has to be very reliable.
That was my next question. If now the internet goes down, you're kind of up a creek, right?
You're dead in the water, unless you have a disaster recovery or backup circuit in place.
For your voice as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For your voice and your data. And we provide recommendations where we can bring in a highly reliable circuit, such as a fiber circuit or a T1, and then provide it a low-cost cable backup circuit, which does not have FCC mandated service level agreements and mean time to repairs. So just like Comcast, you call today, they might be out here Friday between 12 and 2. If you have a fiber outage, they're working on it within 5 minutes.
Nice. So are you kind of a broker then of those services and represent those different brands?
Absolutely. Number one, I'm a consultant, which says we listen to your technology pains. We identify those pains, whatever those are. I've got an outdated phone system. I have slow internet. I have an outdated server that needs replacing. I have data that needs to be backed up. And we identify those pains, and then we provide a solution to those pains by brokering those services out with the 60 different carriers and companies that we represent.
Wow.
So we provide a recommendation to you, 3 or 4 different options, and then we will implement the solution you choose. And then more importantly, we handle your customer service after the fact for the life of the
really?
Term. Yeah.
Customer service, but not for those particular brands, but just for all the infrastructure you put in place?
Everything.
Or?
For the brands, too.
Wow.
So if you call and said, hey, my internet's down, instead of calling the 800 number, you call us. We have a full-time customer service department that handles that for you.
Wow, nice. Back to this point of the internet and the servers. Don't most folks, I guess at a certain level, but don't most folks have outsource or have servers, you know, off-site?
Absolutely.
Right? So
a lot of them are moving to co-location facilities.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of a difference between what's the cloud? Is the cloud really a co-location facility, or is it a server in someone's basement? What is the cloud? As long as it's connected to the internet, some people consider that the cloud.
So you're not asking me, right?
I have no
clue.
Look at you.
Is that a rhetorical question? I'm getting a little nervous.
Looks like deer's in the headlights here. And stuff.
I thought that was a song or whatever, but
that's a teaser cloud.
What's
that's,
that?
Yeah, that's a teaser
something
question.
About. Okay, so speaking of the cloud, Ryan, you got a couple questions on the.
Yes, that's thanks, Rich. Ryan McPherson here with a couple questions for Mike Russell from ETS Solutions. We're talking with now and talking about the businesses you serve. Tell me about the size of businesses, the small to the large, and what are some of those folks that you're servicing out there?
Yeah, I mean, we have a large client that's 80 locations nationwide. It's a physician practice, and it's 80 locations across the United States. We have it all interconnected together via a networking solution that we provide, all their phones, all their internet, and we're looking at their cloud services. We go all the way down to the small chiropractic office or to the small insurance agency. So we're all across the gamut. Our niche is multi-location facilities. That's our niche, is multi-location facilities. We have a lot of clients.
And that's when you integrate maybe some cloud services. And
Absolutely.
If that business, how do they know going and moving to the cloud is the next step? Or how do you explain
Good
that
question,
to them?
Yeah. So a lot of time, multi-location facilities have a phone system hardware in every single location. Some of them have servers in every single location. Mm. By moving all that to the cloud, you eliminate the CapEx and the hard physical hardware that's associated with those services, and you move all that to the cloud under an operating expense. So we evaluate, when's it ready to move to the cloud? Lots of different questions. Is your phone system outdated? Do you really need an in-house PBX or a phone hardware? Can we do hosted VoIP, which is VoIP in the cloud? Is your server outdated? Is it old? Is it about to be replaced? Is your hard drive continually crashing? Do you have an old Microsoft Exchange or an old Windows server that's too old and you need to update it and it's costly to update? Those are the questions that we ask, which will evaluate, is it more cost effective and more productive for you to move your services to the cloud or to keep it as it is? Or in most cases, Ryan, have a hybrid solution. Move some to the cloud and keep some on site until that hardware dies. I'm always of the philosophy is never throw something away. What is it? Don't fix it.
Yeah. No, mine's if it's not working, break it. Or
very good.
But, yeah, but on that point with the cloud, is it kind of like I don't know if it's a fair analogy, like leasing a car versus buying one? For some
Absolutely.
People, it's just it works better. In some cases, it doesn't. Right?
Absolutely. In some cases, it's more cost effective to move to the cloud. Some cases, it's not. In some cases, it's more cost effective to keep it in house, depending upon what the requirements they need,
and also how current your equipment is. Because at a certain point, then you just got to be replacing that and maintaining it. It seems to me it'd be easier to kind of just have that off your plate. Have someone else, and you just pay a fee, and then let them deal with all the downtime and maintenance issues.
The maintenance, replacement, the upgrades.
The upgrades,
all
big time.
Everything is automatic with cloud services, and that's what makes it so nice.
I'm moving to the cloud this afternoon after I take my nap. Yeah,
Rich is older. Rich is about probably
there,
closer
Mike,
to my
yeah.
age. Yeah, we got the gray hairs. We remember the punch cards. You remember the dumb terminals that we used to have, and then we went to servers, and we went to AS400s, then we went to servers, and then we went to desktops. We're going full circle back around to terminals, dumb terminals, connected to the cloud. And I think that's awesome.
Well, what are some of the challenges that some of these businesses may face with moving things to the cloud? Or what are some of the fears or pushback they may give you because they don't understand the cloud or what? What do you tell them?
God, you know what? There's three major concerns for people moving to the cloud. The first is security. The second is security. And the third is security.
Security.
How's that for an answer?
No, that makes sense.
You know, they feel very confident once they get their data to the cloud. You can test data and make sure it works and reliability and that. But everybody is concerned about security. And being our consultant, ETS Solutions is a consultant, and we go in and we identify their security concerns. More importantly, when you're picking a cloud provider, I go to 4 trade shows a year in my industry, and we go to Vegas or Miami, and we walk through the exhibit hall. And, you know, 2 years ago, there were 120 cloud companies. There was Rich's Cloud Services. I did see that at one time. They're no longer there.
Yeah, we're out of business.
Yeah, they're no longer there.
We went underground. Yeah,
they lost their accreditation.
But now they are. But now there are maybe 30, and they're really good ones. And then some of the really good ones are being purchased by AT&T and Quest and Verizon and Windstream and Earthlink and CBeyond now Birch. So
AirWatch, are they in the mix?
AirWatch is in the mix. AirWatch is a product that's in the cloud for securities. But yeah, the answer is security is always the major concern. And the questions that we would ask you help us identify which company is best for you. More importantly, if you're going out there and just shopping for services, you know, questions you need to ask is where's the data located? Some of the major players that start with the G and an A and, you know, that are out there and that are cheap, your data may be in China or India or one of the 60 countries. Does a hospital want their data in China? I don't think so.
No. They'll compromise their patients,
absolutely.
Information as well. Mm-hmm. So some of the security challenges that not only comes from the customer of the cloud, but the business running their services on the cloud, and you can provide that safety and security for them. Who do you lean on to get your cybersecurity advice, or how do you know your trusted people are doing good work?
We vet are the companies that we work with and that we represent. They knock on my door every day. I mean, we have a conference call probably sometime this week with a new company, and we vet them. And that vetting process really helps us eliminate the ones that don't have the responsibility, or don't have the security, or that don't have the 24/7 network operating center with Orion sitting there looking at logs, as opposed to waking up the next morning and saying, oh, man, that log came in at 3 o'clock. I need to fix it because it's already in. So there's a questions that we ask, and we vet our.
So you got to stay ahead of the curve as far as the cybersecurity goes and your customers' concerns, for sure.
Absolutely, and we do that by 4 trade shows a year, travel quite a bit, and keeping up and reading and seminars.
Very good. It sounds like ETS Solutions might be the next step for all our needs here at the Business Radio X Studios, Rich.
I just do pen and paper, so I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm just upgrading my fax machine, so yeah, I'm good.
Get with the times, man. Get with the times. Okay, so you've got a lot of services you're providing, the cloud services, the data services, the voice services. Anything else on the horizon for ETS Solutions? Anything that you're looking at to implementing into your services out there?
Wow, good question. No, we're sticking to what we do best. I mean, we can get into managed services where we're going to come work on your printer and come work on your desktop and come work on your monitor. We don't do that well. We do what we do best, and we do best by consulting in those three areas and by providing great solutions at the best price out there, and then more importantly, holding your hand through the process, and then lastly, holding your hand after the fact and making sure that the customer remains happy and stays on board with us. We have less than a 3% churn on our clients,
and
that's for 13 years. Wow. So I think that's pretty high, and it shows from the team that I have working for me, that really do all the work, I think that's more important.
Very good. Well, keep up the good work. Folks, listen out there. If you need help from Mr. Mike Russell at ETS Solutions, they can find you or reach out to you. How?
You can find me several different ways. Our website, www.etssolutions.com, and our Twitter handle is @ETSSolutions_. But more importantly, 770-425-9898. Even though we're a telecom company, you will not be answered by an automated machine. You will have a physical person answer the phone from 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So call us and just say, hey, I heard Mike on the radio, and either I'll talk to you or one of my great staff will talk to you and tell you what all we can do for you.
I love a phone guy in the business gives out his phone number. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great. And you're on LinkedIn, so if folks want to reach out to you on LinkedIn, look up Mike Russell, ETS Solutions there. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
Very good. You mind sticking around for a little bit
Absolutely.
Longer?
Absolutely. I'll be here. I'd love to.
We got another fascinating guest here ready to go to work.
We're going to put him to work. Wow.
So, Rich, who do we have?
James Moss is joining us back in the studio. Welcome back. Good stuff, right? Yes or yes?
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. It's absolutely wonderful to be here.
So like we were talking, we just met. We've go way back to what? The reception room over there? Yeah, with Judy. So tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into your questions about your business. What's a little bit of your backstory?
Well, I hail from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Moved to Atlanta in 92.
Okay.
And have been here since.
All right. What were you doing down there? What type of businesses after your paper route as a kid?
Well, I didn't have one of those. I was in a neighborhood where we worked a lot, and I was excited by working with the police athletic league.
Okay.
In Jacksonville. So one of my aspirations is when I thought I'd graduate from high school is to become a police officer.
All right.
I did. I worked with Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. And then I migrated to Miami, worked with Broward County Sheriff's Office for a while.
Okay.
And then I went in the military.
So you served in the military?
Yes, Air Force.
Air Force. Yes. And what'd you do?
Combat paramedic.
How about that? Well, thank you for your service. We really appreciate that.
You were in the service as well, right?
That's true. Yeah, when I was in Air Force, that's a cool guy. I was in the Army.
Oh, okay.
So, but I always wanted to be Air Force. That's where the cool guys
yeah,
are.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, we were in the unit they called. It was an Air Force Special Forces unit. Huh. When Special Forces people called for 9/11, they dialed. We answered.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. I bet you got some good stories to share there. We can talk about that off air. You know?
Oh, yes.
Confidential, probably. You know.
Actually, we're talking about doing a Memorial Day special episode as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So, James, you are now in Atlanta, and you are with U.S. Global Marketing Group and Digital Marketing Consultants, right? So how long have you been in business doing that?
Well, I've been in business now since 1995. We incorporated in 1995. I had a little bit of a slow start when I moved to Atlanta. I got lost on 285. You
know? Really well lost on 285.
By the time I found downtown, I stopped in Decatur. Somebody was getting gas. I'd actually gone around the loop maybe two times. Nearly ran out of gas. But
that's before GPS, right?
Yeah. Right. I wore out the maps. But my mistake was getting off 75 and getting on 285.
Okay.
So it led me around. And someone told me, "Well, you're in Atlanta." And you know, you call every place around here.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I finally got to Atlanta, parked on Trinity Street, and stepped out of my car, went to the underground to get a map and figure out where I was.
Yeah.
You know, find the place that I relocated to and get situated, got a drink, came back, my car was gone.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the city. Yeah. You should have stayed on 285. Keep it moving.
Right. That was a little bit of a delay.
Wow.
About a year and feel 4 or 5 months.
Dang.
And so then in 95, U.S. Global Marketing Group. And tell me about what kind of work you're doing over there and how you're servicing the community.
Well, U.S. Global Marketing Group actually started from Quixie, WQXI.
Yes, the old radio station.
Right. I was working with Bo Bach, Sean Hannity, Steak Shapiro, and all the guys over
came over
from the Fan.
Yeah.
And I was doing sales and marketing. So I was getting out there getting, you know, sales, trying to get back on my feet, too, because, you know, after that, losing my car,
right.
It changed my life quite a bit.
It does set you back a little bit, yeah.
Right. But I had an opportunity to work with them and learn a model, and I put it to use and started working here locally, basically reselling time spots, reselling internet space, doing a number of things to build a business model, and eventually it became U.S. Global Marketing Group or Global Community Marketing Group initially.
Right. Right, and so you provide marketing solutions for really small businesses, as
yes,
right?
Yes, for really small businesses, for the RSB market.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
RSB, I like that, yeah.
Right, but I still... But you got
micro businesses,
right? Very small business, yeah. But you've got global in the name of the title, so you guys don't just do business here in Atlanta.
No, we are a global company.
What are some of the countries you have clients you do business with?
There are 14 currently.
Wow.
14 countries, mostly European countries, some Caribbean. We also work with the Caribbean American Broadcast Network.
Wow.
So a lot of our clients are here, us, but some are overseas.
We need to have you on International Business Radio tomorrow. We're launching that.
Right. So it sounds like you got a background in radio and from the sales side, but you're also providing services for them today. And so I guess, did you have any broadcasting dreams other than your police officer dreams?
No.
And
I left that. I got shot down in Miami.
Wow. Yeah, tough life, man. Sounds like a country song. My car was stolen. I got shot or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't working undercover drug narcotics. I was working for Chief Nick Navarro down in Broward County.
Oh, so. Dang.
But at any rate, my life sort of changed. And when I was here, I developed a business. I got about 50, 60 steady clients, and I was moving through rather fast. So the radio station really had no more further opportunities for me. I was basically the lead. There was another guy, Steve Goldman, was working for Quixie at the time. We were doing maybe between 250, 300 clients a month on average, you know, sales. So we're really making good incomes. But I left the station in order to start my own company, and it moved on and became rather successful through 2000 and beyond.
Very good. And so can you name some of the successful clients you've serviced so far, and what specifically you did for them?
Well,
as far as the marketing goes?
Initially, we worked a lot in this Buckhead area. And you remember the big billboards when LED was popular then?
Yes.
It hadn't become a digital billboard yet, but it was just in transition. We were working with companies like Comtel in Korea and providing their solutions here. The two billboards that are in front of the Lenox Square, Lenox Mall.
Right across the street here, right?
And the ones near the Martyr, we helped to provide those. And many other solutions around town. So we were doing the billboard, but that's it's a deep-pocketed type of situation. We couldn't really afford the expense. The billboard's very expensive. So we learned more on the technology side and the back end. And that's why I had to retool, go back, sharpen my axe, get into areas like neuromarketing, neuroscience, and the study of how things are put together, how they psychologically work. Those open up new fields for us. And as the technology became available now, what we can only envision back then in 2002, 2004, you can do now. So with video, with a lot of the integration, and naturally cloud integration, we have solutions now that we didn't have before. Everything's interactive.
That's very true. So you're learning as the market's evolving as well, and you're providing these services in a modern and fast-paced world out there. So how do you stay up to speed on what's new and what's hot out there in the marketing solutions world?
Well, I go back, like I said, I sharpen my axe, and now I actually teach occasionally. We work with a number of high schools and a few colleges and some career schools. We have a program, and we're calling it, labeled it appropriately, Relight America, trying to give a hand up to people who want to go back and learn skills, or students who want to learn degree alternatives to use a technology and mobilize websites, build in cloud-linked solutions or software solutions that are basically reactive with the cloud. Data is the primary thing, but relative data is more important because now you have video search engines.
Yes.
And you have things that are intuitive, AI, basically, interactive automated integration. And that works with cloud solutions in order to provide more synergistic response. Say if you're reaching out to your customers, you want to attract a certain audience. Typically in the past, when you tried to target a market, say a restaurant owner in the area, it was a 3 to 5 mile radius. You might do direct contact, whatever you might do, flyers or other things, you know, to get in front of that customer.
Right.
Maybe a couple of ads that are visible to that customer. Now you can actually move from the text messaging side to something that's more interactive, like interacting with them on the social networks.
Yeah. Everybody wants an app these days, too.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to have an app for their business that they can just go to their mobile device and kind of integrate or communicate with that business, whatever it may be. So
absolutely.
App development's huge right now.
It is. And that's where the API solutions basically tie back into the website, make them interactive. You remember Infusionsoft, that company. They launched with the same premise, but they made the data relative. The data was very relative to the client or to the prospect. You knew a client profile, basically, we had to match it. So that's the synergistic relationship. So what it turned out to be is new media marketing, mobile solutions, so the old websites, mostly static, can now be interactive and work on mobile platforms to reach people on mobile devices.
Like Sales Loft and Salesforce and those guys,
Yes, they were the originals. They pioneered the field. But now you have a lot of people who are using the neuromarketing side of the equation to actually reach clients, stay in contact, stay through social networks and other means.
Okay. And so after the hits and misses and failed attempts, and so how did you remade your business model, right?
remade it, turned it into more of the 1099 consultant type.
Okay.
And people working from home, right, all over the globe.
Yeah. And nice. Talk about leverage, whatever. Yeah.
Outsourcing. And it worked out well. It worked out well. So now we're capable of handling, through an alliance of partners, projects that are virtually any size.
Right. So talk to us about maybe a recent project and a status or update with a current customer.
Well, we're excited about Donald Brown.
Okay.
We're currently doing a fundraising campaign to get him here from the UK.
All right.
His studio in the UK. He's a sculptor, but he's also an athlete. He's in the over 50 range.
Okay.
So he recently went to, he won the hurdles, the men's hurdles. He won a gold medal, brought back a silver and a bronze as well. So he was in Poland a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
For that. But Donald Brown is doing something. He's unveiling his A Sporting Chance for Peace, which is a sculpture that he's been working on for the last few years. And he's going to unveil that during the Rio Olympics.
Okay. Wow.
2016.
Yeah.
Also within the International Day of Peace in September of next year, and also this year. So we're getting him to the UN in June this year in New York.
Right.
To speak about it and talk about his global initiative to launch his program.
And your play with that is you're helping just help him get the message out there and get the word out? Or?
Well, we're doing more than that. We're actually acting as project management marketing.
Oh, okay.
On all platforms. And so we're helping him to manage the campaign here in the U.S. and abroad.
Talk to you a little bit about the Relight America program and, you know, the difference it's making for small businesses.
Well, that's something that, you know, is kind of heartfelt. I really want to leave a legacy, so to speak, and use what I've learned, because it helped me during difficult times in my life, to actually build a platform, build a bridge, use the technology that's evolving now.
Right.
And we're teaching that to students so they can actually work with local businesses, small to medium-sized businesses.
Like a mentorship type program?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. An intern apprenticeship type of thing. And they get the skill, the experience. They go through a small module course. It's four modules. It takes maybe 2.5-3 weeks to complete. And then they're ready to actually launch in the field with a mentor to work with local businesses and get the experience and make commissions too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they gotta love that. You should open with that, yeah. For recruiting purposes, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I mean, I was involved in junior achievement in high school, and we had some folks in here from SCORE recently. Mm-hmm. So SCORE is kind of like for obviously established businesses. So you're kind of like the precursor to that, if you would, or yes or yes?
Well, yes, yes. we're working with, we're working more with career schools now.
Right.
And people who just want to get involved and sort of retool their careers, retool, shape their entire experience, learn a little bit about marketing, learn how to, because there are a number of websites, and websites, the old website, the static, needs to be converted to mobile use, because now manufacturers are making the devices portable.
Right. You talk about the training schools, but what about for veterans? I mean, a lot of those folks are coming back, and they've have this idea maybe getting into their own business.
Yes, as a matter of fact, my partner, Dr. McKay, he's a dentist with the Veterans Administration. Okay. He runs the Fort McPherson.
Oh, wow.
Location. And he wants to do something along those lines to reach out to vets.
Okay.
Initially, we were considering homeless vets.
Right.
I shared that experience at one point while I was here.
But
we want to reach out, and he's serving the medical dental needs, but primarily the dental needs.
Right.
So definitely we plan to shape that program as we go. It's
an
evolution.
Now, I got to... finish up by diving into, I don't know if we have time or if it's fair, or how do we get into this, but you brought a book here in the studio as co-authoring with Brian Tracy. And by the way, we were talking beforehand in the reception area, and Ryan were talking about. So Ryan, ask me how the show's going so far.
Rich, I have to ask you a question. How's the show going so far?
Unbelievable. Right? We were talking beforehand, before we went to the air. That's a phrase that I say almost daily. In business and personal life that I feel like I stole from Brian Tracy or borrowed from him. I don't know if he originated it, but I don't know, Mike, if you ever heard folks say that. But that's by the way, speaking of the book is called Change Agents, and you're the co-author with Brian Tracy?
Yes, chapter 30 is the chapter we discuss.
Okay.
But that's a wonderful privilege to have him as a mentor and as a guide to help do some phenomenal things in life.
And this is chapter 30 is the early lessons in persistence and determination.
Yes.
And you touched on those. And so now you can really read the full story on chapter 30. But the so Brian Tracy, whenever I've heard him speak, that's one of his go-to phrases, right? He says, Mike, when people are asking you how business is going, what do you say?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And you could be having the best day or the worst day ever, and you can kind of roll your eyes like, you have no idea, right? Got a flat tire on the way in here. Somebody ran me off. My car was stolen away, right? I mean, I get hit with a bill I didn't expect, right? My dog left me, right?
Still all unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Right. But you could have sold the biggest sale you've ever made, right? You just got married. You're having the time of your life. Things are grand. What's the answer? How are things doing today?
Unbelievable.
But I challenge our listeners as well as the folks here in the studio. I'm telling you, Ryan and I were talking about this beforehand. Do this 1 week. For the rest of the week, when people ask you, Mike, how's business? How are you doing?
I'll say unbelievable. I'm going to do it, Rich. I am.
And don't say excellent or okay, I'm doing good, because if you're not having, you can't have the best day ever, right? Unless you're Mike Russell here or whatever, right?
but
not every day is a best day, right? You're going to have challenges. Like Norman Vincent Peale once said, people, when he wrote the book, right, The Power of Positive Thinking. And I remember an interview he had with a reporter and said, okay, kind of off the record, you're the guru. You wrote the book. You can't be possibly, you have troubles like everybody else, right? And his best answer to this day, I heard him said, he says, yeah, everybody has challenges, right? We're not living in utopia. So the author of The Power of Positive Thinking, his response is, you're right. But he chooses not to dwell on the negative, because you're going to experience it. I mean, hello world, welcome to life, right? But he chooses not to dwell on it. You got to deal with it. But a lot of people, you were talking about a person you interact with occasionally, customer service, right? Tell what.
Yeah, so I go into the spot every morning and get
name or the brand. Yeah.
get my coffee, just every morning. And I say, hey, how are you doing? And 9 out of 10 days, she'll look at me and go, I'm tired. I'm just tired. I try to always spin it. Well, hey, try this or do that.
Right, but have some coffee maybe.
Right. Yeah. From a customer person.
Oh, yeah.
Does she kind of suck it up?
Right.
And then, try to at least say, I'm good. But I'm going to tell her what to say tomorrow. I'm going to tell her, just say unbelievable.
And one word. But here's just finish on this. Sorry, I get a little carried away on this, because when I saw you authoring with my buddy, I've never actually hung out with him, but Brian Tracy, I've seen him speak. But is just that one word, but trust me on this, when you say it and people ask, how's business, how's life, unbelievable, 9 times out of 10, they're like, well, Mike, wow, that's awesome. Wow. They don't ever perceive a bad perspective there, right? And so they'll say, well, congratulations. I mean, what are you doing? I need to do what you're doing, James. I mean, it's just anyway. So tell us about chapter 30 here before we have to wrap it up, and your contribution, any backstory or dirt you want to share about Brian Tracy
Well, a little recap of my experience coming to Atlanta, starting the business from scratch, and coming to today. And the opportunities I've got today, because they are unbelievable. I'm amazed, and I think privileged to be here, to be experiencing these things.
But how did you connect? How did this happen?
Nick Nanton and Associates. Okay. They're a celebrity branding agency in Florida.
Nice.
I've been in communicating with them. They connected me with people like Peter Diamantes in California.
Okay.
And I was in that mastermind group.
Okay.
So that was an opportunity
nice.
I took advantage of, and he selected myself amongst a number of other candidates right. to be part of the book.
Well, kudos. Congratulations on that. That's
and where
awesome.
Can listeners find that book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can get it on Amazon,
okay.
or it's been a bestseller the last several months.
Change Agents with Change James Agents. Moss and Brian Tracy. So go to Amazon.com, look for that book, and pick it up and read more about James Moss and all his success.
And so tell our listeners the best way to find out about your services, your company, and what you offer.
You can reach me anytime on the web at usgmg.com or get in contact with me at info@usgmg.com.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, unbelievable show.
Rich, yeah. How was the show?
It's unbelievable, I tell you. You have no idea, buddy. Yeah. We want to thank our guests for being here, and just maybe finish up the last couple of minutes. If there's any announcements you all have, upcoming events, you talked about tonight's event.
Yeah. Tonight's big. I mean, just as for all of you that can come out, it's the largest attended college baseball game ever, and it's at Turner Field. It's general admission, but all the proceeds go to the intraoperative MRI at Children's Health Care of Atlanta.
Wow!
So it's a foundation, and it's a cause that I support dearly. My son having brain tumor and having surgery at Children's Health Care. So I'd highly recommend taking your family. Go out. You can sit right behind. If you get there early, you can sit right behind the dugout and throw balls to you. And it's just a lot of fun. So,
any idea, like, I don't put you on the spot, if you have the website or how people get tickets? Or
it's a spring classic for kids from Children's Health Care of Atlanta. But seriously, you could just go down to Turner Field tonight. I think the tickets are $10 or $12 to get in. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of good. It's a lot of fun, family fun. And look for my logo up on the big screen. It'll be up there.
And also remind the listeners, they can follow you on Twitter, ETSSolutions_.
That's correct.
And you're probably putting out some good photos from tonight's event. And that sort of thing. Anything out beyond that this summer, later on, some of these other events that you got? I know you said you're going to a couple trade shows.
When's the next trade show?
Yeah, next trade show is actually in Boston. It's the channel partner. So actually, it's called Cloud Partner. So we're going to be learning latest and greatest on cloud. So that's coming up in September in Boston. So looking forward to going to Boston. Excellent.
And then we're all hanging out at Mike's yacht later or whatever.
We got a little pontoon, a little jet ski. Nice. Yeah.
James, when's your next book or next project or any events coming up or any opportunities for folks? Or
well, thanks, Rich. The next opportunity will be to come see us live in New York as we bring in Donald Brown, the sculptor. And his website is theglobalgallery.org, O-R-G, online.
When is that?
That's June 16th and 17th.
Okay, next month.
Yeah. Yes.
And also follow Mr. Moss at Moss Group on Twitter for more information about that and stay up to date on all his doings and happenings over there with his business. So thank you for joining us in the studio today.
And that concludes another exciting episode.
Unbelievable.
I think we may have overdone that. I was trying to work in another word, but yeah, thanks.
Okay. Can't always be great, but you know, it can be unbelievable.
Well, it's always unbelievable here at Radio Star.
It is. Every Tuesday, you can tune in, 10 a.m. We're going to have ongoing amazing guests here in the studio, so stay tuned for more.
See you next time.
On the radio.